We'll also talk about shortly about the Erasmus program and the Nord Plus program and some other exchange possibilities. Someone had a question about recording this session. Yes, we will record it, and the recording will be available for 2 weeks after we have published the recording. You can ask questions in the chat during the entire presentation. We'll try to keep an eye on your questions, so feel free to ask questions there if you have any. The slides will also be available afterwards, so you can also go back to the slides after the presentation. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work at the International Office as National Coordinator, and I personally coordinate ICEP exchanges out of the exchanges that we are going to present to you today. If some of you already participated in the student exchange information session yesterday, which was held in Finnish, the contents will be the same apart from the student experiences, which will be different to today. So if you have already followed the session yesterday, you may want to rejoin in about 45 minutes when the students will start with their presentations. But let's go to the next slide. And the next one, please. Katri, do you want to go to the... Oh, you're having some problems.
Yes, so it started downloading the YouTube video now. I hope it... Okay, let me stop that from running and then I'll come back to the slides. Just a second.
Good.
Good.
Before we get into the slide... oh, yeah, there it is. Since you are already in this session, you may not need a whole lot of convincing why it is a good idea to study abroad. But in case you do, studying abroad does pay off. The European Commission made a survey in 2014, and according to the survey, those who have international experience have better job prospects, receive higher salary, and are assigned greater professional responsibility as employees. Also, the employees, they value the skills that you have received from abroad. But it is important to notice that for you as a student, you should be able to tell the employers what you have learned during your stay abroad. What are the skills that you learned during your studies abroad? So it is always a good idea to kind of reflect upon what you have learned after the exchange. Next slide, please. We are going to talk about going abroad through exchange programs today. And exchange programs are quite an easy way of studying abroad. We have familiar host universities. We have students who have already studied in these universities. Also, the studies that you complete abroad can be included in your degree. There's usually less paperwork, although it does depend on the host university, how much paperwork there is. You can also get help with practical issues. There are no tuition fees. You will all get a grant, a travel grant for your studies abroad, and language tests are always not required. If you are still thinking of where to go, I recommend that you think about your language skills. What are the language skills that you have, and start searching for the exchange possibilities according to your language skills. And also another very important thing to keep an eye on and keep in mind is the field of study. Where can you find suitable studies for your degree and for your studies? So those things are important to keep in mind. This is a map, a sort of a rough idea on the language of instruction in different countries. Here you should note, however, that this is only a rough idea. So for example, on this map, we have put German as the language of instruction in Germany. However, in some universities in Germany and in some fields, you can also take courses in English. So it does vary between universities and the fields of study. So you should always check the language of instruction from the host university and the courses that they offer in your field. There was a question about Japan in the chat. We'll come to Japan later on in the presentation. The first possible time that you can study abroad is the first year, after the first year of studies. And for those who study in master's degree programs, after the first semester is the first possible time of studying abroad. However, your programs, your departments, or your faculties may have their own recommendations for the timing of studying abroad. So please check the recommendations from your own program if you do not know them yet. It is also possible to study abroad several times, of course, depending on if several exchanges fit into your schedule, whether you have enough time for that. Also, when thinking about the timing, pay attention to the length of semesters in different universities and also the timing of the semesters. The timing and the length of the semesters do vary between different universities. So, for example, in some universities, the semester may run for the entire summer. So in some universities, you may, for example, have to study until the end of July. So just something to pay attention to. Next, please.
Sorry, it again is taking its time changing the slides.
No worries. Zoom seems to be a little slow today.
Yes. Let me see if I can manually change it. No. That's
all right. Okay. Good. Perfect. So next to the finances of studying abroad, obviously there are some costs involved with studying abroad, but you also do get some support for your study abroad period. All students who study abroad get a travel grant from the university, and the amount of the travel grant depends on the program and also the destination. Those of you who are eligible for the Finnish Study Aid, opintotuki, get the Finnish study aid also for the studies abroad. The study grant is the same as in Finland. And in addition, you can get a housing supplement from the study aid. Also, the guarantee for the student loan is possible. We already mentioned earlier that there are no tuition fees. And in addition, you can apply for an accessibility grant if you need extra support to finance your stay due to a disability or other factors. When it comes to the costs, obviously, there are travel costs, room and board costs, and of course, living depend on your host university. For studies abroad, we always recommend taking an insurance, so that is an additional cost. And also for many countries, especially outside Europe, you are required to apply for a residence permit. And that is an extra cost that you have to take into account. Some universities also have student union fees that you have to take care of. In some countries, you have to buy your own books. And you can't loan them from the library. So book costs in some countries are an additional cost that is something extra compared to your studies in Finland. I already mentioned earlier that we have the application round for the universities outside Europe going on at the moment, and the application round will end on the 1st of November. In early next year, starting from the 15th of January, we will open the application round for the universities in Europe and Russia, and we will also have an extra application round to universities outside Europe. And this application round ends on the 15th of February. The application is done through an online application form, and as an attachment, you may have to attach a certificate of language proficiency. And the reason that I say may is that if your language skills can be seen from your University of Jyväskylä transcript, there is no need to attach a language certificate. But if not, you should. And also, we ask for a transcript of your bachelor's level degree if you've done it elsewhere. Next, please. And here you can just see a screenshot of our application system, Mobility Online. And there you can choose the program to which you want to apply for the academic year. And you can also narrow down your search by choosing the continent and the country. And after you have chosen your preferred program and country and so forth, you will get a list of host universities that you can apply for. The green light or symbol means that you can apply to the university in question, and the red light means that you are not able to apply to the university in question. Next slide, please. And here is a screenshot of the application. you can find a link to our application system from our website, from the internationalization website. I can also put it in the chat after my presentation. And in the application form, after you have filled in the actual form, you are asked to register into Mobility Online and to complete a personal data form there. And you can see a screenshot of this on these slides. So you'll have to click the complete personal data link and write your order under there. And the next step is to upload your application attachments. So for example, a certificate of your language skills. Next, please. The nominations and the decisions on will be made according to your study plan or based on your study plan, your academic motivation, your language skills, your academic achievements, in other words, the number of credits that you have completed so far, and the grades that you have received, and the stage of your studies. The applications will be reviewed by the faculties. Each faculty will review the applications of their own students and will rank them. And the decisions or the nomination decisions will then be made according to the rankings. Next, please. We are still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it still continues to have an effect on student exchanges. Luckily, less so already at this point, but it does still have an effect on our student exchanges. For example, some of our partner universities are not yet accepting student applications from our students. Some borders may be closed still. It may not be possible to get a visa to certain countries at this point. So changes are possible, and there are still impacts that we can see at the moment. Because of the pandemic, it can happen that your exchange is postponed or cancelled, although it is becoming more and more rare, but it does unfortunately still exist, or this risk still exists. Your studies may be online, even if you are on physical exchange. Regulations between countries may vary. When it comes to COVID-19, entering the country, how everything is run in the country in question. There may still be travel restrictions to the country and also within the host country. There may also be quarantine periods that you may have to follow when entering the country. Also, the free time activities may be restricted or online. And then we'll go to the destinations that we have. Before we go there was a question on the language. Does studying in an English taught program at the University of Jyväskylä count for evidence of language proficiency? Yes, it does. if the language of instruction in the host country is the same as in your program. Here on the map, you can see the destinations, the study abroad destinations that we have at the moment for the next academic year. Next slide, please. There are different programs through which you can study abroad. In the Nordic countries, you can study through the Nordplus or Nordlys programs and also the Erasmus program. It is possible to study abroad through the Erasmus program. In Russia, you can study through the bilateral exchange program, and outside Europe, also through the bilateral program and also through the ICEP program. If you are interested in internships, you can apply for an Erasmus grant to Europe for your internship period. Or for outside Europe, you can apply for a University of Jyväskylä internship grant. EDUFI has also some internship possibilities where usually you will get a grant from the EDUFI program, and ISEC is also an organization through which you can apply for internships. And let's start with bilateral exchange. The bilateral exchange means that the University of Jyväskylä has signed student exchange agreements for the students of the University of Jyväskylä. This exchange is open to all students of the university and to students of all fields. Obviously, there are, of course, variations on what the host universities offer. So you have to pay attention and check whether the university that you are interested in offers the courses that you need for your degree. We have partner universities in North and South America, Asia, and Africa at the moment. Unfortunately, we have no placements to Australia for the next academic year. One of our long-term partners has just recently ended our bilateral agreement, and the other one informed us that they are not able to say at this point whether they can accept students for the next academic year, and they won't be able to let us know until later this academic year. If placements open up by the application round in January, February, we will of course open them, but at the moment we do not know if we can get any placements for Australia for the next academic year. And then to the ICEP program. ICEP is an American student exchange program through which you can study in Asia, Africa, North America, and South America. ICEP is a little different from our other exchanges, because through the ICEP program, you apply to several universities and you are placed in one of the universities that you apply for. During our internal application round, you should list three universities that you are interested in. But if you are nominated for ICEP exchange, we recommend listing 10 universities to the ICEP application. This means that ICEP is suitable for those students who are ready and willing to study in several different universities. If you only have one university in mind that you are interested in, this program is not the right fit for you. In the ICEP program, there are some costs also that we do not have in other programs. In the ICEP program, the room and board in advance paying an ICEP fee of 2,800 euros per semester. And by paying this fee, you will get free accommodation in the host university and at least 19 meals per week. There's also a non-refundable application fee. However, the application fee is not paid yet at our own internal application round. It is only paid after you have been nominated to ICEP Exchange and after you fill in ICEP's own application form. There is also a placement fee, which is 395 US dollars, a compulsory health insurance, which is 95 US dollars per month. And in many cases, you have to complete a TOEFL test, which is currently 280 US dollars. However, for some universities, you can also apply for with MOVI's language test certificate, and the cost for the MOVI language certificate is 40 euros. So that is also an option. Next, please. And then we will go to Asia and we'll have a quick look at the different universities that you can apply for in Asia. In China, we have four universities that you can apply for. One of them has not yet been confirmed. And we do not know yet if we will have placements there during the next academic year. In Taiwan, we have two universities that you can apply for, and in Hong Kong, also two universities. The language of instruction in these universities is usually Chinese. Some courses in English are also offered. The exception to this rule is Hong Kong, where courses are mainly taught in English. We require basics of Chinese from the applicants, except for those who apply for the host universities in Hong Kong. Something to pay attention to and remember is that in Hong Kong, our host universities offer undergraduate courses to exchange students only. So master's level studies are not available. Studying in these universities is often quite school-like. The locals' English language skills can be limited, but of course there are variations in this, especially in Hong Kong. Obviously, people's English skills are good. Then to Korea, where we have three host universities that you can apply for. And all these three universities offer many courses in English. In Sungjinyang and Busan, only undergraduate courses can be taken. In Korea, also studying can be rather school-like, and there is often mandatory attendance in the lectures. Locals may be shy in speaking English. and Korean language skills are not required. And then to Japan, and there were already some questions about Japan. In Japan, we have several host universities that you can apply for. Two of them have not yet confirmed their placements for the next academic year. So we're still for those. Most of our students who go to Japan study Japanese language and culture during their exchange. And these in these programs, the language of instruction is English, Japanese, or both. We require basics of Japanese and a good command of English from our applicants. So pay attention to that. And if you are interested in studying in Japan, do sign up quickly for Japanese classes. Studying again in Japan can be quite school-like and efficient, and they offer many study modules which are particularly designed for exchange students. In Thailand, we have one host university, and this placement is targeted for students of IT, economics, and biological and environmental science. Only master's and doctoral level students can apply for this placement, and the language of instruction is English. Here you can see the ICEP placements in Asia. So there are placements in Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, China, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and Vietnam. Next slide, please. Let me just check. There have been some questions. Is it possible to attend an undergraduate program even if you're already doing your master's? As a general rule, it is possible to take undergraduate studies abroad, even if you are on master's level already, if you study electives during your study abroad period. So usually it's not possible to study undergraduate studies in your major while you are abroad if you are already in master's level. But this does vary between faculties, and also it does depend on your own studies and if you have still room in your electives. So do check from your own faculty on what they say about this. And then there was a question, can we apply for more than one university? Yes, you can. I believe there are two options that you can choose in the application form for the bilateral exchange. And of course, the ICEP application. In the ICEP application, you have to list three universities. Next slide, please. And we will continue to North America. And in North America, we have placements in the United States and Canada. And on the map, you can see the locations of the different universities. For two universities in Canada, we do not yet know if we have placements for the next academic year. Next, please. And here you can see the universities in the ICEP program that you can apply for in the United States and Canada. And as you can see, there are quite a few of them. In the US, and you can mainly choose bachelor's level courses. In the ICEP program, some universities also offer master's level courses, but not all of them, and the majority of them only offer bachelor's level courses. But you can check on the ICEP website, and there are some universities which also offer courses on the master's level to exchange students. Studying is quite school-like, and some of the universities are rather small. Then again, very often there is an active campus life in these universities. There was a question about the EU exchanges. When and where could we check the EU exchange study? I will shortly present the Erasmus program and the Nordplus program at the end of this presentation. We will concentrate on the exchanges in Europe more in our information sessions, which take place in February. So you may want to attend in the sessions in February. Also next week, we have an information session on Erasmus and for them. And there's actually a little bit of information about that in the upcoming slides. Next slide, please. And then we'll go to Central and South America. In Mexico, we have two host universities, and neither of them has unfortunately confirmed the placements for the next academic year. In Chile, we have four partner universities, and in Peru, three. And one of the universities in Peru has not yet confirmed their placements. In Uruguay, we have one partner, and in Brazil, also one partner university. And here are the ICEP universities in Central and South America. In Central and South America, the instruction is in Spanish and in Portuguese in Brazil. Studying is quite school-like, and courses often have homework and group assignments. And next, please. And then to Africa. In Africa, we have two bilateral partners, one in Zambia and one in Ghana. And in Zambia, the target group are students who work on their master's thesis during the exchange. The timing of the semesters and courses offered can vary greatly from year to year. In Ghana, the target group is the students of education and music. Patience may be needed during the studies in these universities, especially because there may be many changes, many last minute changes to the timings of the semesters and the courses offered. And through ICEP, you can apply to three different universities in Botswana, Morocco, and South Africa. And then shortly and quickly, we'll go through the possibilities in Europe and more on this then in our upcoming session. Is meant for all students of the University of Jyväskylä, and through the Erasmus program, you can study a semester or an academic year abroad. All the placements are subject specific, meaning that if you are a student of history and you wish to study history during your exchange, you should apply for the placements, for the Erasmus placements in history. You can apply to a maximum of 3 universities, and the application round ends in mid-February. FORTHEM Alliance is a European universities alliance of which the University of Jyväskylä is a member. The other members are located in Germany, France, Spain, Latvia, Poland, and Italy. Through the FORTHEM Alliance, you can take part in a various student exchange, internship, and other internationalization possibilities. For example, you can study abroad, you can go on a short-term exchange for a week, you can do internships abroad, you can participate in volunteer projects. It's also possible to participate in multidisciplinary expert teams, and you can also take online courses through this alliance. At the moment, one application round is open through the FORTHEM Alliance, and it is an application round to an exchange semester in Riga. We call them FORTHEM campuses. And in FORTHEM, we have rotating exchange programs or semesters in different FORTHEM universities each semester. And next spring, it will take place in Riga. And the application is now open for this FORTHEM campus. Next week, we are celebrating Erasmus through Erasmus Days. And on Thursday, the 14th of October, we organize an Erasmus and FORTHEM information session where we will concentrate on the Erasmus program and possibilities through the FORTHEM Alliance to students. Students who have studied abroad will also talk about their experiences in this session. And all the students will be students who have studied abroad in Europe. The session will be held in Finnish. Nordlys and its sub-program Nordlys is a Nordic program through which you can study in the Nordic countries. The Nordplus program is a subject-specific program, and Nordlys is meant for all those students who do not have a subject-specific program in their own field. You can apply to a maximum of 2 universities, and the application round will end on the 15th of February. And then quickly to Russia. And in Russia, we have partner universities in St. Petersburg, Moscow, and Yaroslav. And the placements will be ready for applications in early 2022, and the application round will end on the 15th of February. For Russia, the study is in courses are also offered in English. Here are our contacts. So do get in touch with us if you have any further questions. All the faculties also have an international coordinator of their own, and you may also be in touch with the international coordinator of your own faculty for more information on studying abroad. There is a question, can we apply for Nord Plus and bilateral exchange in one study period? I am not sure what is meant by the question. So would you like to clarify?
Yes, sorry. I meant like in one study, in one degree, so I can stay during my master's. Can I go to, because I know that you mentioned we can go to more exchange, but I wasn't sure if it was meant in just like, for example, with Erasmus Plus or other one, or if I can try more.
In theory, yes. If there is room in your studies and you still have enough time, you may do both.
Mm-hmm.
But if you study in a 2-year master's degree program, there may not be enough time in the 2-year time frame to do 2 exchanges.
Yeah, I understand.
So it does depend on what you study and also on your program.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to talk about this with your program and with the international coordinator of your own faculty. They will be able to tell you more and advise you on this topic.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next, we will move on to the students' experiences on